Shantiniketan. Dark on the concrete porch with the Banjans professor in a deck chair chatting quietly beneath the increasing silence of the trees, but not so dark I couldn't see the high branches and the bats' darker blue blades against the welling blue milk of the silent, starless sky, the space between each word and its neighbour growing longer, like a town becoming countryside, until we were walking home along the avenue of huge trees, and I saw someone smoking in the field, so dark now it was just the cold tip of their cigarette, just beyond where the tailor had stood with his table below the branches to repair the passers-by's clothing. But there was another, dancing perhaps, or waving lazily, becoming my first fireflies. And then there were uncertain constellations of them, fireflies all the way back beside the broad canal, until we came upon a crowd with ropes taut by the bend where the truck had slipped and fallen on one shoulder, spilling all its earthy rubble on the lawn, and it seemed as though we too should haul on the wrist-thick ropes in pitcher darkness now, until we couldn't tell but felt the poise of the almost decided, half-right truck. And then it thudded back with such determination that it threw us all back in our separate directions, and de Banjan and I went on to Prantic, never knowing that the broken-necked, poor driver's ghost came blowing back with us and drank molasses whiskey and listened to us chat and lay upon the spare bed in my room and watched the ceiling fan's brown blades spin slowly to cessation.